Okay, terrific.
I'm here with Max Lekowitz, who I just love your new film, your documentary about Fiddler on the Roof. Can you tell us about the film?
Sure. We started the film when I met Sheldon Harnick, who is the brilliant lyricist, when they were doing the new revival in 2016. Mm-hmm. And I had loved this story for a long time. And when talking to him, I heard all these amazing stories about the making of it. But as it got into it deeper, I began to realize that it was more than just a story about a Broadway musical.
Right.
It was really about everything that's going on in our society, which is what great art does to begin with.
Mm-hmm. And it was a really impressive film. I was really moved by it. I was amazed at how you got all the footage. How did you get all that old footage with Hal Prince and with Joe Stein and Sheldon?
Hal Prince we filmed, mm-hmm. Sheldon we filmed.
Right.
So that was done separately. Mm-hmm. And like every film that I do, mm-hmm. there are places where things are available. Interestingly enough, we could not find, and we know now it doesn't exist, any footage of that first year of Zero Mostel's performance in the Broadway show in 1964.
Right.
Nobody filmed it, and at that time it was not a common thing to film those the Broadway shows. So we never got that. But everything else is you can find, you just go after it.
Right. Oh, it was very impressive. I loved how you tied the film together. It was extraordinary and very interesting. And how you put the movie together, it was really well done. It was a well-executed documentary. And I think it's probably one of the best documentaries I've seen about a musical and the history of Fiddler. I just was really moved by it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and when is it coming out? Where can people see it? I know it's going to be at the JCC, I think, on the 12th. But
yes. The film is opening nationwide and in Canada August 23rd in theaters.
Okay.
All over the place. So, I can't give you the names of all the theaters, but Landmark Theaters and mm-hmm. AMC and all that.
Great.
Just go to Fandango and just look for it. Fiddler, A Miracle of Miracles.
Right.
Was speaking to somebody in Toronto. They're opening it that night, and they're going to have a singer singing at the opening evening, singing Fiddler songs. So
oh, nice.
It's going to be really, really amazing.
Now, where in New York? Because a lot of my audience are in New York City. Like, where in New York is going to be? You said Landmark and AMC Theaters?
Yeah, Landmark 57th mm-hmm. and the Quad Cinema.
Uh-huh.
I don't know all the different names. I don't have it in front of me.
No problem. I can look it up and put it on, into the article. It's really very. I want to own this movie. You should also sell it, because it's the kind of movie you could watch over and over and over again. It's just.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I was really moved by it, and I'm hard to move, so. It was extraordinary. I knew a lot of people that you interviewed also in the film, from like Lincoln Center. You had a lot of people I knew, and Danny Burstein performed in it. He's one of my favorites, and Harvey Fierstein. You had a lot of really amazing people. It was impressive. So I just want to say congrats.
It's going to be after. I just have the list someplace of the theaters that it's opening in the United States,
mm-hmm.
Someplace. Through the month of September, through September 19th.
Uh-huh.
But if you look it up, if you just punch in Fiddler, A Miracle of Miracles in Google, or Fandango, or any mm-hmm. place like that, there's going to be, I think next week, there's going to be ticket links on the web, and it's going to come out and present it for everybody. But mm-hmm. after that, next this fall, when the theatrical run is over, mm-hmm. And it's going worldwide, we're going to have it streaming. I don't know which service it is, whether it's Amazon.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'll buy it. I will buy it. I liked it that much. I will definitely... I have Amazon. I have Netflix. So, you know, whatever it goes on, it's the kind of movie you want to own if you love Fiddler, and I do. And Sheldon Harnick's music is fabulous. And, you know, so I was just really impressed with it. I'm so glad I got to meet you at that event. And I'm so glad that I got to see your film. It's a really, you've done a lot of other films as well. You know, thank you very much for taking the time to do this interview. And, you know, if there's anything I can do to help you, please let me know.
Get the word out. Okay. We don't have the advertising budget that the Avengers or X-Men have.
Well, of course.
But there's a lot of people that just say, where is it playing and all that. And we're just trying to get the word out that it is in New York. And mm-hmm. August 23rd, it's starting, and it's going to be running here. So you
great.
Can see it.
What was your favorite part of working on the film? Like, is there, like, a moment that you enjoyed the most in making this movie?
I can't say the most. The interviews with mm-hmm. Sheldon and Hal Prince, who sadly died just
before. I know.
And Lynn Miranda and all that. Mm-hmm. The interviews are what are the most connecting to me, you know, mm-hmm. all that. So as they tell the story, I say, wow, and then I look for the material to cover it and all that. So
right.
I think that was what excited me the most. And then filming some of the productions, of course, is very a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see them performing it in different languages and all that.
Okay, that was interesting. In China, and you had it all over the world. Yeah. That was interesting.
Yep. In Japan.
Yes. Yep. Well, thank you so much for doing this interview.